guess I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know. Straight out of Compton.
California. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Straight Talk with Fleet Compton. Your CMC here to give it to you straight. Bahrain, what is going on? Happy Monday out there. We are here at Straight Talk with Fleet Compton, and we have been on a, what, three-week hiatus?
Yeah, good morning. It's been about 3 weeks, and I think the last time we talked about traveling, and hey, I've been gone.
You lived up to the hype.
Lived up to the hype. Took a trip over to D.C., did some leadership engagement with the rest of the CMCs across the, you know, diplomacy around the world. We all got together. About 100 plus of us got together.
Wow.
We call it a symposium, right? It's called the MCPON Leadership Mess Symposium, where we all get together at least once a year, get opportunity to talk with Vice CNO, CNO, CMP, you name it, N17, you name the ENCODE that's there in D.C. over at the Pentagon. We get an opportunity to talk about some initiatives that we're doing for the sailors. What's changing? What's new? A lot of that stuff, you know, we might not talk about it this episode because we got a special edition, right? We got a guest in the house, and it's a special edition. So I don't want to take away from that. But hey, maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up for the Navy. Again, the U.S. Navy. And there's some changes, DJ Cali. There's going to be some changes.
I don't doubt it, and I think we've all been in the Navy long enough to know that we don't need to talk about it right away because the changes will probably take a year, 2 years, 3 years to implement. No?
No. These changes are coming this year.
Hours away?
Yeah. No, not hours.
Oh, okay.
You know, probably.
It's still the
few name. Months. Yeah, a few months.
So. All right. So there's no rush.
So, yeah. So it's good to be back again in the States, the U.S. The weather is nice. And I'm not saying anything wrong about the Kingdom of Bahrain. But I'm officially there where I'm going to say it's hot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not nearly as bad as last year at this time, if I remember correctly. I don't know if June was terrible.
I mean, we're pushing July, and I feel like it's hot.
Well, the humidity's not really been
there.
It's
not too bad. Okay.
We've been lucky. A little.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
We'll see. Maybe it's going to be a mild summer. I don't know. But we'll ask our guest who's been in the kingdom for a long time. When we come back from a quick break, we're going to introduce, I'll just tell you who it is. It's Dr. Afifi. When we come back, we got Dr. Afifi here. He's going to talk about the holiday coming up. And I think that's a big deal. And I want everyone that's listening to understand what this Eid holiday means for the rest of us as we are here on the base. So over to you for a quick break, DJ Khaled.
All right, quick music break. We'll be right back.
Our music is so hot, you might break out in a sweat. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
Bahrain, good morning. We're here. We're doing a Straight Talk with Fleet Compton after a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah.
And you said you're coming back from the United States. You
know, yeah.
The weather was... Weather was enjoyable out there. Do some running.
I did some running. I got up just about every morning. Went for I did a couple walks, 3 mile walks, and I did a couple. I probably did about 4 3-plus mile runs each day. You know, so it was the weather beautiful. 63 degrees Fahrenheit would be what, like 18 or something?
Yeah, Celsius, the high 19, teens.
Yeah, the high teens Celsius. We're not gonna do math. Just early in the morning.
Yeah, we'll give you.
we'll figure it out. But yeah, had a great time. I can't say I ate some good food. You know, we always talk about good food that I have when I travel. Didn't try anything that was really good.
DC didn't do it for you?
No. I like DC. No, I do.
No, I love it. I
but know. I was busy.
Oh.
I was busy. So when you go to a conference like this, they provide you lunch. So you eat what they provide.
It's just mass produced, kind of like.
Yeah, it was okay.
Long sandwiches and stuff that they cut up.
Okay. Let's just say okay, and I'm not going to badmouth the food because, you know, I can sometimes. You know how I get on a roll, but it was okay.
It was for nutritional value. That's all it's there for, you know? Don't worry about the taste.
But look, I didn't. You'll like this. You'll like this. I went to a baseball game.
Really?
I went to a Nationals baseball game. They lost. Who cares? I wasn't there for the game. I was there to have a hot dog and, you know, walk around and eat some food and have an adult beverage or two, you know?
Oh,
yeah, so
man.
The wife and I went to a base. We went to the Nationals game.
That's awesome.
It was actually, what I did see was a pretty good game. I mean, the last couple of innings, it looked like they was going to pull it off at the last minute. And they didn't. 6-5, they lost. So, yeah, Nationals.
Oh, I miss a baseball game.
I know. I thought you would like that. I mean,
I do.
We have not been. Oh, yeah, we haven't been to years, right, since we've been over here. You can't really go to games unless you go home. And I'm going to be in the States again. Yeah, I won't tell you exactly when, but I'm going to the States in a few weeks. And I'm going to catch another baseball game. That's what I'm saying. It won't be a national game. It'll be another state, another city. And I'll tell you when I come back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
All right. So, hey, look, we got Dr. Afifi in here. He's looking at us like, when are you going to introduce me? You keep talking about this American
baseball,
food, and all this other stuff. I'm here for business. CMC come to introduce me. All right. We're going to introduce you. Dr. Afifi, how are you?
A new one.
All right.
A new one.
I'm glad you're here. I mean, there's been a couple of times where we tried to get you on the show, and he sent Hani, right?
Last time
he sent Hani. He did great.
It was on a vacation.
Yeah.
It was on a vacation, yeah.
Oh, you was on vacation?
Yes.
Where were you at?
I went to Turkey.
Oh. We talked about Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah, we got to say Turkey now. Yeah.
That is funner. Yeah.
I know. See, you even hear them still say Turkey, so I'm not. Hopefully, we won't get into any hot water by saying Turkey.
I think we'll be okay.
They'll be okay. It's Turkey, which is different. How did you like Turkey? Istanbul?
Istanbul.
Okay,
yes.
Let's just say Istanbul. How did you like Istanbul?
Jealous.
I was in Istanbul, so I was lucky because that was the time for the earthquake and everyone was worried about me, from my family.
Oh, you was there.
I was there, but Istanbul had nothing. But people know, he's in Turkey, so there is a problem there. What is going on? So everyone called me. And instead of going around and enjoying myself, I was answering the phones.
Oh, wow. Because DJ Callie and I, we talk about traveling a lot on the show. If you listen to the show, you know we talk about traveling.
Yes, and you know, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The most important thing for Americans here is that, you know, you are in the Middle East, you are in Bahrain, so it is very easy to travel, and it is inexpensive to go to Jordan, to go to Egypt, to go to Dubai, you know, any place around this area. It is very expensive if you try to travel from America to the Middle East, from America to Egypt. So any weekend, and people have another, you know, day off, so we can go for 3-4 days somewhere and come back to work. And that is the advice that I always tell people about, that don't come here on base and consider that the base is the state number 51. From work.
I like that.
Yeah, from work, you know, to your apartment or villa. Then you come back in the morning and you have nothing to do. And you say the country is boring. No, come on, Bahrain. Bahrain has many places to visit. Bahrain, it is a small island, but it is very interesting.
We talk about,
you know,
about
it is very safe,
though.
Right?
Yeah, we do.
At
talk
the
about
same
that.
Time, you know, it is a good chance to travel abroad and go out of Bahrain and come back any weekend. So enjoy your time and don't only focus on work. You can go for the weekends and go out and come back to change, you know, the atmosphere of work.
Yeah, so you're hearing, I mean, we talk about it all the time, but you're hearing from Dr. Afifi, who you are Bahraini and Egyptian.
I'm Bahraini, yes, but originally I'm Egyptian, yeah.
Yeah, originally your family's Egyptian.
Yeah, Egyptian by birth.
And by birth, but you come to the kingdom of Bahrain. And this
35
years
ago.
This is where you've been raised. This is where you call home.
Yes.
You hear him telling you, hey, families, if you listen, you got to get out there and travel. Because a couple of weeks ago, we talked about what we added to the AOR.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people are talking about it, if they heard it, but you can now go on Liberty. If you're on Liberty as a service member here, Kuwait City, Dubai,
yes,
Abu Dhabi,
yeah, right,
Muscat, and
Doha.
So you can go to those places on a 3-day, 4-day pass, even maybe 2 days if you do all the paperwork, and go, like you said, get out and go see what's out there in the AOR here in the Middle East. And then you can take some leave, and you can go to some of the other places like Jordan. That was one of the places that keeps getting asked, can we add Jordan? Can we add Jordan? I'm not going to say it's not in the realms of possibility. We just have not added it yet. Because Jordan is a very nice place.
It is, nice place. Especially so. Petra, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, being out here, I mean, it's not only expensive if you're coming to any of these Gulf countries in the United States. That's a long plane ride.
Yeah.
So you're very lucky. You're only a couple hours away from all these cool places that, I mean, let's be honest. If you're never stationed in this area again, a lot of people wouldn't think of traveling that far to come to these, some of these places. So take advantage of it.
Yeah. So when I go back to the U.S., wife and I talk about this, I probably won't come back to the Middle East to see any of this. The furthest I will go would be Europe, you know, because Europe's easy to get to, you know.
Right.
6-7 hour flight. But to come here, that's another 6 or 7 hours. That's like from, let's say, New York City or Washington, D.C. to Dubai. That's like a 13-hour flight, right?
I think a minimum.
Right.
It's a long flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, long flight. And I'm used to doing flights.
Yes, you are.
And this last one, look, we ain't going to steal the show from Dr. Phoebe, but DJ Cal, I got to talk to you about this.
You always have stories.
Oh, my God, I got a story. Oh, I got a story. So.
Yeah, and the flight, if it is long, it is boring. Like when I went to Germany, it was at the end of April to receive my award from the University of Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
The flight was for 7 hours to go and receive an award and come back for another 7 hours, you know?
It adds up. And once you start getting past 5 is when the flights start wearing on you. So and there's nothing really. You have a lot of flights within a 2 hour flight. That's a hop, skip, and away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
And then the time difference going to some of these places, when you get a 7 hour time difference, or if you go to the West Coast, it's a 10 hour.
10 hours, yeah.
That's a lot. That's brutal. Really brutal. So over to you, DJ Cali, for a quick break.
All right, quick music break. We'll be right back.
If you want an oldie, go visit your grandma. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
Bahrain, what is going on? We're here. We are with CMC Compton. We are with Dr. Afifi, and we are learning all things AID.
Yeah, hey, good morning out there. But hey, Dr. Afifi, you're here to talk about the upcoming holidays. So I'll ask you first, what is the holiday? What does this holiday mean for you and your family and the locals here in Bahrain?
It is as important as the Christmas for you.
It is Eid, right?
Okay. It is Eid. So that day is very important. So if someone has something to do, he has to apologize and be free for the family and to be with the family for that day, the day of Eid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Eid is going to start, because before we got on the air, we was talking about when it's going to start. Because I said, well, Eid's normally two and a half, three days. And you said, yeah, typically. And then you started writing these days out on this piece of paper. And I mean, I think we're up to like 20 days. How many days is Eid?
I wrote for you, 5 days.
5 days,
you
know? Okay, five days.
Seems like a lot. Seems
like a lot.
But you know, there are three. But you know, because of Friday and Saturday, so we're going to take 1 day in lieu of Friday. So we'll be back, we'll leave here. The last day for us here is going to be Tuesday to start the holiday on Wednesday. And we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in lieu of Friday, so 5 days.
So 5 days,
yeah.
Okay. So that's Eid, it's the holiday, right? So what, kind of describe if you can to the audience listening, a little bit of what that means. You know, some would confuse that with Ramadan, like you say, Eid was after Ramadan, we remember that, and now here we are a couple months later and we're saying, well, we're going back to Eid. I mean, doing another Eid. It's nothing to do with Ramadan, correct? It's not the Ramadan. We're not back in Ramadan 2.0.
That's right. You know, in our holidays, if you count how many holidays are there in the American calendar, around 14. Around 11. And for us, we have around 14. But sometimes in our holidays, we have a holiday like the coming one, but it's not only 1 day, it is 5 days. So you say, three days are different, in the holidays, but for the number, we have more days.
Nah, see, Dr. Fever, I think I could count on a calendar the amount of days that Americans take off for U.S. holidays. So we take this thing called 96-hour special liberties.
Yes, that is, not for the civilian, that is for you, but I'm talking in general.
In general,
In general, for, the people of Bahrain or the people of America, in general, not for, the military.
Okay, because it's a holiday like every month.
Yes, like, the previous 2 weeks, we had, two weekends and they were holidays, right?
I know.
Yes. So, for our holidays, we have more, but the main holidays that we have are two. One that is we call Eid al-Fitr. It is the one which comes directly after Ramadan, okay? And we call it Eid al-Fitr. It means the feast of breaking the fast.
Okay.
And that comes directly after Ramadan. The second one is the coming one, which is called Hajj.
Hajj,
yeah. What is Hajj in English? You remember the word, right?
Pilgrims.
Yes, good.
Yeah, he's over here.
Yes.
Because we did talk about
it. Yes, we could. Yeah, because.
And what I was thinking was Mecca, right?
The pilgrim. Mecca is the place that, you know, yes. Yeah, Mecca is the city, the holy city that people go to practice Hajj. Yeah. Okay, so we have Eid, which comes after Ramadan. And this is the small feasts, and we call it Eid al-Fitr. So it has two names, the small feasts, and it has another name, which is the feast of breaking the fast. And we are done with that. Okay. The second one is Eid al-Adha, sacrifice feasts. Al-Adha. Okay. Eid al-Adha. And again, we call it the big feast. Can you say it again? Al-Adha.
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 Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying.
Okay. Is hard enough.
Okay.
And that's three letters.
Yes.
Al-Adha.
See, I'm watching him. He does something with his tongue.
Right.
It's in
the tongue.
Al. You know, let us divide it in two syllables. Al.
Al.
Ad.
Ald.
No, no, al. Ad. Ad.
Ad.
Ha.
Ha.
Al-Adha.
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 I think we should move on.
That's a rough one. That's
rough one. You know, you come to the Arabic classes, you will learn more. Come and join me, okay?
Are you the teacher?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yes.
I'm already intimidated.
Arabic 101 over at Fleet Family. Check it out.
That is the big feast, okay? And so the one after Ramadan, we call it the small feast or the feast of breaking the fast. And you have the second one, which is called the big feast or the feast of sacrifice. Okay, why people are confused? They should not be confused. Why? Because we had another one this year, you know, and we have another, you know, a new one now, you know. Look, the difference is between our calendar and your calendar. As we mentioned before in Ramadan, you know, that we have the lunar calendar and you follow the Gregorian calendar. For our, you know, religious practices, we follow the lunar calendar. So Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar. Okay, so that's why there was a feast 3 months ago, right?
Yep.
But now we are in June, okay? Forget about June now. We are in the 12th month of the Islamic lunar calendar, number 12. The month number 12. So it is the last month of the year.
It'll always go like this.
It is fixed. It always goes like this.
For Ramadan.
Yes.
So it's more like our Christmas in more ways than one, because our Christmas...
But Christmas is what?
12th month of the year in the Gregorian calendar.
Yes. So the problem is when you think of the Gregorian calendar, okay? So our calendar is, as we mentioned in Ramadan briefs before, is 10 to 11 days shorter than your calendar. Okay, because
That's it? Yes, because
we have, you know, every month is around 29 to 30 days. We don't have a month which is 31 days. Got it? So that's why you have 10 to 11 days less. So what does it mean? I always say that our calendar moves inside your calendar. Got it?
Okay.
So we are, you know, for example, the Eid is going to be after, you know, on Wednesday. Okay? Wednesday is going to be the 28th. Okay? That is the celebration. So next year you'll find that it is 10 days earlier. Step by step it will move to, yes, from one season to another. From summertime it will move to wintertime and so on. The same like Ramadan.
Yeah, so we talked about that, I think, with Hani.
Yes, Hani about Ramadan, yes.
2030, whatever.
It will be two times in one year. But it happens every 33 years. Yes.
Yeah, it'll back up so much that it'll be December and then again, or it'll be like January then December or something.
December.
Like that.
Yeah.
So simply our calendar moves inside your calendar. Okay. So we have two celebrations. Two Eids. The main ones. One is on, one is in the month of Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar. And the second one is on the 12th month, the month number 12. It is the last month. So expect, you know, after, you know, a few days, after 22 days or so, 23 days, we'll have the Islamic New Year, you know, our new year, you know, and so on. Okay, so that is the main difference between both calendars. So it is a good point that you started asking about Ramadan and confusion. You know, why people have those two feasts? Because the Muslims in general, they always have a celebration after succeeding in obeying God. So God said in Ramadan, you know, do's and don'ts, don't eat, don't drink from this time to that time, from dusk time to, from dawn time till dusk time. You know, do's and don'ts. So people follow that, and after that, they succeed in obeying God, right? Because they fasted for the 29 or 30 days. So what happens is that they have a celebration.
Okay.
Again, it is the same thing for Hajj.
Yeah.
Okay, the same thing for Hajj. What happens is that there is, you know, a practice, religious practice that people go to the holy places in Mecca.
Mecca.
Right, okay. So once people go there and they succeed in obeying God, all of us, we have a celebration. Okay. Ramadan, all of us, as we talked before, that everyone who reaches the age of puberty should fast, right? Do you remember that?
12, yes. 13.
Okay, so all people fast, except, you know, with exceptions and no need to talk about again, you know, yeah. So in Hajj, not everyone can go, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is one spot, one area. It is one mosque. It is a huge mosque, but it can accommodate around 2 million. So this year, we're, you know.
2 million?
2 million, yes. So oh. 2 million, this year we'll have around 2 million, 3,000 people maybe, around this year. So that is, you know, and how many Muslims are there around the world?
Oh,
there are, we know, a lot, yes. 1.9 billion, maybe 2 billion now.
Right.
Okay, that was in 2020. So all of those people would like to go and perform that Hajj. Okay, so that's why Saudi Arabia, they limit the number that for people who come and visit. For a country like Bahrain, okay, this year around 4,625 people are going to go. That number is assigned by Saudi Arabia, only those people. A country like in Egypt, they have around 1,000,005. So the people are going to practice Hajj and going to the holy places in Mecca. They are around 23,000 because it is a big country. But Saudi Arabia, it is based on the population of each country. Saudi Arabia cannot make it open for everyone, you know, for billions, you know.
So every country has a quota.
Yes, every country has had a quota.
Oh, that's
and
wild.
We call it exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
and we call it quota. In Arabic, you know, we still have the same word quota, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so hey, look, we just learned something here. So we're going to take a quick break. We've been going for a little bit, so I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump back into some more of some history, some lessons that you're
okay.
teaching DJ Khaled and I, and very interesting.
Okay,
so,
great.
So hang tight. Over to you, DJ Khaled.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Quick music break.
AFM The Eagle. Don't like it? Try it with ketchup. Serving America's best.
Bahrain, we are here. We are learning so much about the upcoming Eid holiday. I like saying that. Eid. You gotta say it with a little accent.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll fanciness. It's not Eid.
Tongue.
Okay, you know,
Eid.
Come to the classes, you know. Eid is the English pronunciation. In Arabic it is Eid. The sound
what?
Is Eid.
I'm not even doing it right.
Yes.
Eid.
Yes. Eid.
There's a lot of throats going on there that we
you know,
don't use.
You know
in
when
English?
You have a, you know an old car and you would like to start the engine, you know, that is the sound. That is
Is that
sound.
How you prep yourself
yes.
to talk Arabic?
That is, you know, an easy way for you to remember.
Yeah.
Eid, yes.
Good morning out there. If you're just tuning in and you're hearing this, we're not starting cars. We're not.
Okay.
We're talking. No, you're fine. But just think about it. Someone just turning in.
Just remember
in,
the
like,
sound, you know?
Yeah, they're like, what's going on? What's
okay,
going on?
Okay. If you don't like that example, you can remember the example of, you know,
no, like
scaring someone. If you scare someone, saying, you know, that is the sound. So, yeah.
But I like the example, but.
Yes, but don't say it in that way, you know? Yeah.
To be honest, it's good radio.
It's good radio.
It's very audio.
Eid, yes.
So look, we're talking about the American Eid. I'm going to say Eid. I'm going to say it the American way.
Yeah,
Eid easier.
I don't want to disrespect because I don't want to sound like I got a call for or anything like that. So we're talking about Eid coming up. And we know during the holiday, we say Eid Mubarak.
Yes, when Eid comes, you say Eid Mubarak.
What's the other one? It's
you know, the other one,
Kareem.
Ramadan. That is Ramadan.
So you can't say Eid.
Yeah. No, we say Ramadan Kareem. Ramadan Kareem for Ramadan,
Eid,
yes, or
Kareem,
Ramadan
no.
Mubarak.
So
but
no,
for
no.
Eid, you say Eid
Mubarak.
Or you can say Eid Sa'id.
Okay.
But Eid Mubarak is easy, yeah. Eid Mubarak means, you know, blessed feast.
Yeah. So what should the listeners out there that are driving to work, what should they know about the upcoming holiday? We already talked about how many days it is. We talked about the pilgrimage to Hajj.
To Mecca, yeah.
Mecca.
Pilgrimage means Hajj, yeah.
The Hajj. But here in the Kingdom of Bahrain, if you're around the area, what should we know? Like, what, you know, what should we be doing to help?
In Ramadan, there are many things to talk about because, you know, off base, we have many things, you know, don't eat, don't drink in public, you know, for the, you know, the attire code and all of those things we have to take care of. In Eid, that is something, you know, only social you have to know. You know, there are two things that I would like you to know, if you'd like, you know. So all the details are about, you know, religious things and new information, something that you can know. But for practices, there are two things that are going on, you know. Let me say first, talk first about, you know, what is Hajj, okay? And I'll let you know about, you know, the second part that we are talking about, which is, you know, the two social and, you know, or the things that we can participate with people here, okay? Because, you know, in the participation, you are not going to participate, but people are going to offer you something. What is that? Sometimes I'm going to talk about it right now. Okay, the things, the two things. There are two things. Number one is, in Ramadan, we slaughter an animal. So the animal should be, you know, lamb, goat, you know, maybe a camel, you know, it depends. Wow. Okay, yes, so it depends. A cow. So what happens is that once you slaughter the animal, we have to divide it into three portions. Third, third, third. Third is for the donor. So you keep that meat for you. And okay, you can donate it, of course. Mm-hmm. And the second third is for the relatives and neighbors. You can give it to people. And the third portion is for the poor people. So most of people are doing that. Everything is expensive nowadays. So you can share with other people to buy a cow. Okay? That is the most important thing for us during, you know, yeah. And I'll give you the more details about this because we started from, because I'm answering your questions. Mm-hmm. That is the, you know, the last point I took, you know, when I took in my briefs, I took about that part as the last part. But now you know it, right? So what is, okay, for Americans, what do I need from that, you know? Because sometimes you'll find that someone, maybe the landlord, is going to knock on your door, one of his sons or daughters knocks on the door and give you some meat. So you say, oh, what is this? Raw meat? What I can do with the meat? Oh, what is this? Am I poor to give me something like that? No, that is, again, from our customs and traditions. That is something in the religion itself that we offer meat for our neighbors. Oh, man. But some people, you know, they know that neighbor is American. He has no idea about this. So they already cook it and bring it with some rice for you. So it is ready meal.
Well, I mean,
but it's always raw.
Yeah, but you're telling us that it's raw meat. They're going to do some steaks or some lamb.
They can do what, yes. But always for us, we always offer it as raw meat.
Raw meat, yeah.
But, you know, some people, because they know that, you know, my neighbor is American. He has no idea about what I'm doing. So he'll accept it as, you know, a present. Something is going to offering me some, you know, a meal or something.
Yeah,
so they cook it and give it to you.
So for all our listeners that are American or even some of our British friends out there, hey, if someone knocks on your door and they want to present you with some raw lamb or sheep, yeah, go ahead and season it up.
Don't be, you know, astonished, you know,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I know, I'll take it.
Take it, yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
It's expensive, like we were saying.
Yes, it is, yeah. It is expensive.
I want a third of a cow, because that's a lot of meat.
Yeah, you're not going to get the third, of course, you know, 1 kilo or something like that.
No,
it depends.
I want the third.
The third, so you could... You should be the donator, you know, you donate.
Look, I want the tenderloin. I want the ribeye. Nah, but that's good to know for our audience that's listening, because we, as Americans, sometimes we don't know. And we don't want to offend no one, right? We don't want to just
Because someone knocks on your door and gives you some meat. What is this? What is going on? What are you giving me meat? Especially if it's raw meat, you know? Yeah. So now you understand.
Different than anything, I think, that we do in the United States, really. We don't have any tradition like that, whether it's religious or American. So yeah.
I think during Easter you're supposed to, and maybe even during what we call Christmas, you should, you know, present some type of gift, but we don't do it.
Right, a gift. But I'm saying, like, to slaughter a livestock animal and then give raw, like, we don't do anything anything remotely like that.
Yeah.
You go to Walmart, nothing, and we you don't buy have some this, yeah. toys.
Yeah. Yes. And the second part is something that we call hayabia. What is hayabia? Hayabia is just, you know, a plant, seeds in small baskets. So it, you know, On the 9th of this month, which is after tomorrow, this month, by the way, we call it Dhul Hijjah. So we know the name of Ramadan, right? That is the name of the month of fasting. So what is the name of the month of pilgrimage? It is Dhul Hijjah. That is the name of this month. Okay, yes.
Yeah, I won't try
it out.
So on the 9th, it is on the 9th day of this month, which is Dhul Hijjah, when Bahraini children dressed in traditional Bahraini attire go to the sea coast of Bahrain, throwing Hayabeya into the sea while chanting, you know, a song which is called Hayabeya song. It is an old Bahraini traditional annual ritual which is inspired by Prophet Abraham and lessons learned from sacrificing his son. So both, you know, the slaughtering of the animal and that social occasion that we do, Hayabeya and the song, both of them, they have the relation with pilgrimage. So what is that? We did not talk about, you know, what is the pilgrimage. So from the beginning, you know, so Islam has relation with other religions. So when you think about, you know, Ramadan, it is one of the five pillars of the faith in Islam, right?
Yep.
So what does it mean? You know, it has a meaning, but it means it is the month of fasting. Okay. Do you fast as a Christian? Yes, I do. Do you fast as Jewish? Yes, I do. Do you fast as a Muslim? Yes, I do. So in every religion, we, you know, we have, you know, similar. We give it charity. We have fasting. We have prayers. We have in every religion. We have. So it is the same in Islam. So Islam did not come with something new. Everything is the same, but the practices are different. Right. Okay. So when we come to the practice of Hajj, what is that? What is the position of Muhammad, the prophet for Muslims, in that? What do you talk about? You know, are you know, is there something concerns Muhammad or his family or something like that? No. Hajj, it is to remember the story of Abraham and his wife, Abraham, his wife, and his child. That is mentioned again in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It is the same story. So they remember, you know, that is the occasion of Hajj. To remember that, you know, do you remember that story in Genesis? You know, it is in Genesis 22.
Yeah, I do.
So do you remember that?
I do.
Can you remind us with the story?
You want me to tell you the story?
You know, not in details. You know, you remember it, yeah.
I remember reading Genesis, so I remember when you're trying to, I won't say compare, but when you're thinking about the Hajj, when you're talking about the Hajj, yes. The sacrifice, right, where he sacrificed his son. And we talked about that a little bit.
Yes. All right. Yeah.
I said Ishmael, and you said no, it was
I said, it is Isaac, and, you know, Ishmael, we had that discussion, yes. Yeah. But in general, let us say Prophet Abraham was ordered by God to take his wife and his son to a dry valley and keep and leave them there.
Yeah.
So what happened is that he left them in the dry valley, that dry valley. Okay, so when he left them there, you know, there was no water, nothing at all. So the wife was trying to find water. So she ran and walked between two hills seven times to try to find water. And she did not find the water. Okay, but her son hit the ground and a fountain of, you know, sweet water, fresh water came out and they drank water. Okay, and this well, by the way, is still running, and we call it Zamzam. That is the name of the well, and it's still running. It is in Mecca. It is in the the mosque of, you know, it is in the holy mosque in Mecca that people go to, and they drink from that water. And sometimes they bring them to our, you know, in bottles. They bring some holy water from there. So that well, the water of that well is still running. Okay, so she ran seven times. So what happens is when people go to that holy place, there is a black room, we call it Kaaba, okay? So Kaaba is what? The Kaaba is the first house of God that its foundations was, you know, Prophet Abraham is the one who put the foundations for that house. And it is, let us call it the first mosque, the first church, the first temple on earth, okay? And that was founded by Prophet Abraham. So what happens is that people again go around that, you know, cubicle room, they go around it seven times. So it is the, to remember Prophet Abraham, his wife, and the story of, you know, his son.
Right. Okay. You see the image of them all walking around.
That image. Okay. That's why you can see many people are wearing white. Those are, you know, many people are in one spot.
Oh yeah.
So if you're listening, we're getting a lesson here. We're getting Dr. Afifi is schooling us right now. And if I'm quite sure my parents and grandparents are listening, they're gonna call me up later and just give me all types of crap. You went to Sunday school. You learned all this stuff. And you, I'm sorry. I've been in the military 20 years. I'm sorry. But
there is something I would like to add concerning, the meat and the distribution of the meat.
All right, so we're gonna take a break though. We gotta take a break. We gotta pay some bills. So when we come back from taking a break, we're gonna jump back into
Thank
the meat
you.
Distribution.
Okay.
And then, we're probably going to close this thing out. I mean, we got Dr. Afifi. He's talking about Eid. He's talking about some good stuff. I hope you're listening. If not, AFN Facebook page. Take a look. Understand what this week is going to bring with the what we call the holiday. So over to you, DJ Khaled, for a quick break.
All right, quick music break. We'll be right back.
From 22,000 miles in space via satellite, AFN The Eagle. Serving America's best.
Bahrain, what is going on? We're here. We are with CMC Compton. We are with Dr. Afifi, and we're learning all things Eid.
Yeah, hey, good morning out there. We're back after, being on hiatus for almost a month. So we don't have Beat the Flea. We don't have the top three. We don't have any shout-outs. This is a special edition. When we come back next week, we'll have all your favorites. This week, we have our favorite, and it's Dr. Afifi. He's in-house, with Fleet and Family, right? Fleet and Family Service Center. Worked over there with Patrick. You work with Patrick Underwood,
yes,
right?
Yes, I work with him, yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. No, sorry about that.
Yeah. That's wild.
Just let me know. If you need me to come over and talk to Patrick.
Okay.
I think he's on vacation, though.
I think with his family,
he's on vacation for like 2 months. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Good for Patrick.
Well, his wife's a teacher. She's a Dodia teacher.
Yes, she's a music teacher in Dodia.
When they take the break for the summer, I guess Patrick's like, whatever, I'm taking a break, too. Okay, Patrick. He's going to come back with some demands. I'm going to get a bunch of emails as soon as he gets back. I need you to come to office. I need this. I need that. Where are you? I'm like, okay, where you been for the last 2 months? All right, so hey, look, as we get ready to wrap up this segment of Straight Talk, we've been talking about Eid and the pilgrimage, and I keep saying it wrong, and I apologize. Hajj.
There you go.
So what can you tell us? I mean, before we went on a break, you wanted to talk about distribution of the meat.
Yes.
All right, so let's jump into that, and let's close it out with your thoughts and anything else that you think we should know.
Okay, so for the distribution of the meat, you remember the story when Prophet Abraham was ordered by God to slaughter his son. That is what we have in the Bible as well.
Correct.
So it is the same story, and God, gave him, a ram, a lamb instead. So it is the same story. That's why we slaughter an animal.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of Americans know that story, so that makes it a lot easier to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because that's a very common story. I think
it is the same story. It is in the Bible, Yeah.
Right. So those.
Yeah, Genesis.
If the neighbor's showing up with some raw lamb or something, it's not too weird. It's right there with everything we've grown up with. So.
Yeah.
I like that connection.
Oh, you like that? Okay. So it is very simple because Islam has relation with other religions. So that's why. So the slaughtering, instead of slaughtering the son, he slaughtered the Prophet Abraham slaughtered the sheep. So. For us, we do the same. That's why we call it Eid al-Adha, sacrifice. And that's why I told you when the children go out for Hayabiyah to the seashore and throw the plants, and that is again to teach them how to sacrifice like Prophet Abraham. Okay, that is the sacrifice that they have to practice. And I talked about Zamzam, and I told you about Zamzam. That is the well that God created to provide the wife of Prophet Abraham and her baby with the water in the hot and dry valley, as I told you. Okay? And that is Zamzam. And by the way, Zamzam is only around 20 meters far from the Kaaba. And Kaaba, we said it is the black room, right?
The room.
And it means in Arabic, Kaaba means cube. Okay? It means cube. Okay, do you have any more questions?
Well, I mean, DJ Khaled, we've been on this history lesson, and we've been learning a lot, and I asked you on break, I want you to send me something that you can send me, because this is a lot of good information I think most people don't know. Because when we did the Ramadan brief, it was more of the do's and don'ts, you know, what Ramadan meant, but a lot of the do's and don'ts was for us as visitors, right, in the kingdom of Bahrain.
Yes, yes.
This is more of why, you know, it's the why.
Why, yeah, yeah. Thank you for adding that. You know, I've been working with Fleet and Family since, you know, 1999. Wow. So when I created, you know, the Ramadan briefs, mm-hmm. and this brief, Hajj brief, Ramadan brief, it was required by every command, and some of the COs make it mandatory. So all our people attended it. But that one, unfortunately, not many people are asking about it, because the other one, of course, it is clear. The other mm-hmm. one, we have communication with people off base. Yeah. You know, don't eat, don't drink. That is your attire, and that is what I started with. So it is the same thing, you know, for everyone on base for concerning Ramadan. But once you come to that occasion, what do you think? Only, you know, informational. Information. But for me as American, what should I do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you know what is Hayabiya, when the children go for the songs on the seashore. And the second thing is to know about, you know, the distribution of the meat if your neighbor offers, you know, some meat. Those are the most important things. But other things are not. I did not talk about, for example, the day of Arafah. You know, day of Arafah. What is Arafah? Arafah is it's a mountain. I did not talk about that. That is main day. You know, today is what? Today is
Monday.
The 27th, right? 26th. Sorry, the 26th. Yes. So today is the 7th day in our calendar. Mm-hmm. So after tomorrow, which is Tuesday, that is the day of Arafah. What is the day of Arafah? That is the main day for Hajj.
It's like Christmas Eve or something, it's the Eve, right?
Yes, always. If you talk
like
about
the
any
start of, right?
If you talk about any religious, you know, occasion, yeah. always start with the Eve. Yes, yeah. Yes, like the Christmas.
Well, no. Yeah, so like a lot of people in America, they celebrate the 24th of December.
Yes,
Christmas
Eve. Yes,
the start of, right?
Yes.
That's the same, right? Tuesday,
you
know, will be the start.
Always,
of.
You know, in the religious practices, you know, we start with the eve of the day.
Yeah.
So, what is the mountain of Arafat? That mountain, we call it. It's called Arafah, or Arafat. It's from the verb Arafah, to know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, there are many stories about that mountain. Some people think that it is the point in which Adam and Eve met. When they were out of, you know, when they after being sent from heavens,
from the tree of life,
from the tree of life, you know, some people think like that, and some people say, oh, that is the point in which, you know, Prophet Abraham was about to slaughter his son, you know, stories, but not sure, but you know, that is the main day for Hajj. So people succeed in obeying God. So directly we have on the 10th, which is Wednesday, mm-hmm. okay, yeah. That is the celebration. So that's why we have the Eid. Okay, and people start, you know, slaughtering, you know. And I forgot to talk about, you know, the first day of Eid in the morning, there is a special prayer for Eid.
Okay.
It comes directly after dawn time. So we know that the Muslims pray for five times a day.
Five times, yeah.
Okay, but there is a special prayer for every Eid. In Ramadan, for the Eid after Ramadan, which is called, as I said before, Eid al-Fitr, there is a prayer. Again, in the beginning of the day of Eid, there is another prayer specifically for Eid al-Adha.
So
Eid
at sacrifice. Dawn, so like what, 4:30?
Yes.
Oof.
So you find that if you see that the streets are crowded and you see what is going on, you know. So, and by the way, we started by what? We started by, you know, talking about the traffic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the first day of Eid, which is Wednesday, of course, everyone is, you know, is going to say, we expect, you know, traffic jam.
No, you won't.
No. Do you know why?
Everyone's asleep.
Not sleeping, but people are visiting each other.
Okay.
You know, yeah. You know, so I visit.
Well, no one's working.
It is not a working day. Schools are, you know, it's a holiday, yes. Mm-hmm. But it is the time to go out and enjoy, you know, it's the holiday, right? But always the first day, Bahraini people always visit each other's.
Oh,
so you can find expatriates outside, you know, anyone who's not Bahraini. Of course, you'll find Bahrainis, but not as many as the second and the third day. The second and the third day, yes, I advise you not to go out in that traffic.
Okay.
But the first day is fine, which is Wednesday.
Wednesday. So
but Friday and Friday, Saturday, and you know it is going to be busy.
A lot of shopping.
The shopping, in fact, shopping, but you know the restaurants are going to be full and crowded, but not shopping. Why? Because you know we always buy new dresses, new clothes before Eid starts, because we're going to wear them in Eid time, right?
Okay.
So nowadays, that is the time for the traffic jams. Why? Because people are in the time of shopping. That's why people go shopping to prepare themselves and their children with the new clothing. Okay? That's why it is crowded. So the shopping's, it is a good time to go to Seif Mall or any mall on the first day. Why? Because, you know, the shops are not going to be crowded because people already have their new clothes. Okay? That's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, you heard it first here. I mean, it's probably a first. We didn't do this last year. We didn't talk about Eid. So I'm glad that you was able to join us, Dr. Afifi.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you taking the time. It's always a pleasure when we get to talk to you. You know, I see you at the gate sometime. Before it got really hot, you know, out at the gates, we talk. You always send a representative over to support AFN Bahrain. So we definitely appreciate that. So I'll give you opportunity, you know, DJ Khali, and I will give you opportunity for any final words, anything you want to say to family, friends with the upcoming Eid.
I say for them, you know, for our American people and British people here, you know, you can go on the first day out, but not the second and the third day.
Okay.
That is, you know, and don't put in mind that, you know, that Eid is... you know, it is important for us, you know, and but not for you. It is a holiday that Muslims practice and know, and that's it. But for Ramadan, yes, you have some things that you have to put in mind because you are dealing with people outside of off base. So to drink, not to drink, to eat, not to eat, the dress code and so on. But for that Eid, nothing to do with. Just to have an idea, because you are dealing with Bahrainis. You are dealing with the landlord. You are dealing with neighbors. You should know their day. You know, their day. For example, the day of Eid, they are going to get up early. You'll find that the streets are crowded, the cars are everywhere, you know, at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. So what is going on? You understand what is going on. Okay? Yes, that is simply.
All right. Yeah, because so, I'll be up.
Running.
At 4:35, yeah,
we'll
running.
We'll get a good run in.
Yeah, I'll be a little... now I will not be wondering, okay, why is everyone awake right now and why is everyone out at 4:30 in the morning? Yeah. It's usually pretty quiet, so I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be fun.
Enjoy.
I will.
So, any final thoughts for you as we close this segment out?
Very informative. I learned so much. I'm going to definitely go back on the AFN Bar and Facebook page, listen to it over again, and... yeah, just soak in the culture. Dr. Afifi, this has been eye-opening. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, so hey, for me, again, thank you, Dr. Afifi, DJ Khali. What a great show. I mean, it's always good. It's good to, I mean, I actually feel good being back on the air because it's been a while. And, you know, next week we'll have all our favorites back. But this week I want you to really pay attention to this segment as we get ready to celebrate and eat and understand what the culture is and the why. We talked about it, the why. So, all right, hey. As for, you know, always, you know, mission first, family always. Over to you.
Here we go. See you next week.